الحمد لله أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أشهد أنه الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له شهادة تتفجر بها من القلوب ينابيع الصدق مع الله وتتهيأ بها البواطن لحقائق المصافاة ونرقى بها إلى أعلى مراتب حسن المعاملة مع المولى جل في علاه. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا ونور قلوبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله ونبيه وصفيه وحبيبه وخليله أرسله الله تعالى للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا وجعله داعيا إليه بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أحيا به قلوبا بعد مواتها وتدارك به أرواحا بعد فواتها. فصل اللهم وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم على هديه ومن واله. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
الحمد لله. Before I wanted to start, I wanted to apologize for those people who have been here waiting for 7 o'clock for us. It was not within our hands, and nor did we intend to keep you for long. So I, on behalf of everybody that was with us, I would like to apologize. Jazakumullah khul khair. Please forgive us. Time spent in the mosque is not time that is wasted, and time waiting to hear from Allah about news about Allah and about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Time is not wasted. Time that is that you will gain more rahmah and more sakina and more forgiveness. And remember that the masajid, the mosques that we are in, are the houses of Allah. And you are the guests of Allah while waiting here. So, mashallah, good fortune for you to have been waiting here for the length of time that you have been. And alhamdulillah, we are all honored with this visit of Sayyid Al Habib Ali Jifri coming from Hadramaut to visit us. Part of his continuous trips for the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to spread the message of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this occasion an occasion of rahmah, an occasion of sakina, an occasion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower upon us His forgiveness and His rahmah, and that it will link our hearts to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the Habib started by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising the Allah in the way and praising Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Sayyidina Muhammad, saying that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who showers His rahmah and guidance on the hearts of the believers, so that instead of being distracted by this world and going astray, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who turns these hearts back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take them away from being distracted with own personal affairs or these worldly affairs, to become and make their affairs the affair of Allah and the affair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that He sent to us His the best of Imams, Rasulullah Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَلَئِنْ طَالَ بِكُمُ الْإِنْتِظَارُ وَلَئِنْ طَالَ بِكُمُ الْإِنْتِظَارُ فَإِنَّا نَرْجُو لَكُمْ مِنَ الْوَاحِدِ الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ أن يتطول عليكم في يوم تشخص فيه الأبصار يوم يقوم الناس فرادى وجماعات ينتظرون ساعة العرض على خالق الأرض والسماوات وقلوبهم في غاية من الخوف والإخبات تبرز في تلكم الساعة آثار مجلسكم هذا الذي تجلسونه.
سبحان الله. سبحان الله.
And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as you've been sitting here for a long time, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward your waiting here on the day that the sight of everyone will be taken. Their sight will be taken from the intensity of the frightened, fearful situation that it is. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on that day, He rewards you in a way that will compensate for all this waiting and a reward that is corresponding to the rahmah of the All Majesty Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
وكأني ببعض من حضر في هذا المجلس وقد بدأ بعض التضجر يخطر على قلبه من طول انتظاره كأني به في ذلك اليوم يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شان يغنيه كأني به وأنفاسه التي قضاها وهو في بيت الله عليه معروضة.
And it's as if I am now looking, and as if I would like you and everybody to imagine someone who's been here now for waiting for 2 hours and a little bit upset and perhaps wondering why have I been waiting for such a long time and starting to panic and starting to become upset because of being here for a long time. And I remember, and as if we can see them on that day when they're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every breath that they took in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now waiting for those 2 hours, are being shown to him on the day when everybody will be running from his relatives. The day that a man would be running from his brother, running from his mother, running from his father, running from his wife, running from his family, want to gain his own salvation by forsaking the rest of the creation. And as if it is that day now, or imagine that it is this day now, and every breath that you have taken while waiting here for the 2 hours is being shown to you on that day.
وَقَدْ وَصَفَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَقْوَامًا فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ بِأَنَّهُمْ يَأْتُونَ وَعَلَى وُجُوهِهِمُ النُّورِ يَكْسُوهُمُ النُّورِ عَلَى مَنَابِرِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ يغبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء وليسوا بأنبياء ولا شهداء يقول أحد الأعراب الحاضرين في ذلك المجلس الذي علاه نور طلعة الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد اشتد به الطمع واللهف وجثى على ركبتيه وقال يا رسول الله حلهم أو جلهم لنا نعرفهم فقال هم أقوام من نوازع شتى وقبائل شتى اجتمعوا على ذكر الله تعالى يذكرون.
And as if on that day, imagine that in that day they will be covered in light, their faces shining with light, raised on members on platforms and podiums of light. All angels and prophets are looking at them and are envious and jealous of them. Nevertheless, they are neither prophets nor are they mursalun. And those people, and this description came on the tongue of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who described how those people will be in the hereafter. Who described those people had and the light that covered them there. And a Bedouin Arab was sitting to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Bedouin Arab was sitting in that majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and was exposed to the beam of light that comes from Al-Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So covered by the light of Muhammad, said, "Oh, describe those people, O Rasulullah, for us. Tell us who are those people." He said that they are people who come from different tribes, from different backgrounds, from different nationalities, from different walks of life, and they have come only, and their purpose is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they gathered to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya ikhwan, al-yawma khabar, al-yawma khabarun, wa ghadan haqiqa.
Allah.
Al-yawma sama'un, wa ghadan basar.
Allah.
Al-yawma أشواق وأماني وغدا اجتناء للثمر.
Today we are here. We are hearing the news. Today it is news, and it is we are discussing this. But tomorrow it is reality. And today we are experience. We hear about it, but tomorrow we will experience it. And today we are delivered. The news comes to us, but tomorrow we are going to be there in the midst of it all. And today it is hopes and longing to be and desiring to be there, but tomorrow we will be there. And tomorrow we will experience, inshaAllah.
وكأني بي وبكم معاشر الحين في ذلك اليوم الشديد الصعيب العظيم الرهيب والمنادي ينادي على رؤوس الأشهاد ليقوم فلان ابن فلان للعرض على الله فيقوم الواحد منا وحيدا فريدا بلا صاحب ولا رفيق بلا أنيس ولا نصير ليقف هو بصغر ضعافه ليقف هو بعجزه ليقف هو بنقصه ليقف هو بضعفه ليقف هو بحاجته أمام الله.
And as if I imagine on that day, myself and all of you, each and every one of you are present today, on the day that is terrifying, on the day that is frightening, and the call comes, and the caller would call, let so and so, son of so and so, stand for questioning between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine me and him and you, our weakness, the weak ones that we are, the helpless that we are, the incapable ones that we are, the needy that we are, we stand before the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Tyranny subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be questioned by him.
وَذَلِكَ بَعْدَ أَن تَمُرَّ عَلَيْنَا أَلْفُ سَنَةٍ مُتَوَاصِلَةٍ ونحن في ذلك الموقف مختلطون كبارنا والصغار فقراؤنا والأغنياء حكامنا والمحكومون أقوياؤنا والضعفاء صلحاؤنا والفسقة مسلمونا والكفار كلنا مخلوطون على صعيد واحد ولئن كان جلوسنا قد طال في هذا المجلس تحت سقف وفي ظل وفي راحة فإن وقوفنا في ذلك اليوم في موقف الشمس فيه تدنو فلا يكون بينها وبيننا إلا ميل واحد والعرض يتصبب والخوف يتوالى والضيق يشتد وأقوام يصل بهم العرض إلى كعبهم وأقوام إلى ركبهم وأقوام إلى وسطهم وأقوام يلجمهم العرق وهم مع شدة البأس يتلفتون يقولون من يكلم لنا الله من يخاطب المولى جل في علاه ليفصل بيننا ولو إلى النار قد تعبنا ولو إلى النار رضينا بالنار ولا الحالة التي نحن فيها الآن.
And on the day, on that day, after this would happen after we have been standing for 1,000 continuous years. For 1,000 continuous years, we are standing there, all humanity and all of mankind mixed up. Rich and the poor, the elder and the young, the strong and the weak, the helpless and the able, and the first and the last, the men and women, the Muslim, the believers and the unbelievers. All are there, having been so woken up to be terrified, and all are there, and having the sun have come so low down on people's head, to the point that it became so close, and people are now almost sweating and sweating till sweat runs like rivers, and it rises to some up to their knees, to others are up to their belly buttons, to others up to their chest, to others up to their necks and above their necks. And everybody, as the suffering and the enduring takes its toll on them, and they are no longer able to sustain, turning to one another, saying, who can represent us on behalf of, in front of Allah? Who could become our speaker before Allah? Who can go unto Allah and intercede with Allah to say, oh Allah, please let's put all the judgment and to judge everybody according to their deeds, And even if it was that we will all be driven to the hellfire, let's all be driven, but not to stay any longer, because they are no longer able to sustain standing in that attitude, in that situation. They'd rather be in the hellfire. وَلَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ
وَلَقَدْ أَجَابَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ
وَسَلَّمَ وَالَّهُ
السائل الذي سأله عن ماذا يخفف عنه في ذلك اليوم طول الانتظار فأجاب بطول المكث في المساجد.
And it is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked by someone, he said, "Oh Rasulullah, tell me, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me, what would make that long awaiting on that day? What would make it light? What would make it easy? What would make the long awaiting all of us there? What would make it easy?" And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that staying long and for the longest periods of time in the mosques is your means to make it easier for you on that day.
فَإِذَا الْتَفَتَ النَّاسِ وَقَدْ اشْتَدَّ الْبَاسِ وَقَدْ بَلَغَ بِهُمْ أَشُدَّهُ مِنَ الْإِيَاسِ يَلْتَفِتُونَ مَنْ يَشْفَعْ لَنَا مَنْ يُخَاطِبْ رَبَّنَا من يكون واسطة لنا في ذلك اليوم الذي لا يجرؤ فيه متكلم على الكلام وقد كان قبل إحيائهم يخاطب بعد أن أمات جميع من في الأرض لمن الملك اليوم فلا يجيبه أحد فيجيب ذاته ويقول لله الواحد القهار وقد استشعرت أرواحهم جلال هذا الموقف فهم يتلفتون من يشفع لنا من يتكلم من يجرؤ على مخاطبة الرب فيأتي فيذهبون يتحسسون من المحبوبين عند الله المقربين لدى الله الذين كان لهم شان بينهم وبين الله فلا يجدون أفضل من الأنبياء والمرسلين.
And on that day, as the intensity comes, everybody would be looking around. People would be turning around, and they would be wondering, and they would be asking, who can speak on our behalf? Who can address Allah Subhanahu wa Taala on our behalf? And who could be put our case before Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? And they have already come to that. And they look at one another and see one know one another. And they already have come to the situation having waited. And that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and that the spirits of all those that are present on that day have already experienced meanings from what happened. That Allah, after everybody was died, and after all people have died, and Allah took all the lives of all the people of the earth, Allah issued this call from Him. To whom does kingdom belong today? Who is the king today? And as all the souls have died and no one is able, then the answer to that comes from Sayyidina Muhammad, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer comes, and Allah answers His own question. When He said, "Who is the king today?" He responds, "Lillahi al-wahid al-qahar." Kingdom belongs to the one who subjugates and compels everybody subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having taken this has arrived to the souls of mankind on that day, they are then frightened, then they are they're scared, and then they are wondering who could dare speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they look around and they see amongst them none other than those preferred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none other than those favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen of the creation of Allah, the prophets of Allah. So they go and try to turn to the prophets of Allah to ask these prophets of Allah to address Allah and to speak to Allah on their behalf.
فيذهبون كما جاء في حديث الشفاعة الصحيح الذي رواه البخاري وغيره إلى أبينا آدم
ويقولون وهم مشفقون خائفون يا آدم أنت أبا البشر أنت أبو البشر اشفع لنا ليفصل الله تعالى بيننا في الموقف فيبكي آدم ويقول لست هنالك لست لها ولكن اذهبوا إلى غيري فإني لا أدري ما يصنع بي اليوم لا أدري ماذا يقال لي لا أدري بما سأحاسب لقد غضب ربي اليوم غضبا لم يغضب مثله قط اذهبوا إلى غيري لست لها
And they will turn. They will turn to the father of mankind and to the father of all humanity, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And they will say, as in narrated in the hadith that is sahih, that is narrated by Imam Bukhari and in other collections, the hadith of the greatest shafa'ah, the great shafa'ah that is given to our beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will go to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and say, Adam, you are the father of mankind. Go and address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf. Go and intercede to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf. And he said, no, I cannot. I have to mind my own business. I am myself terrified. Allah. I do remember my own mistake. I cannot go before Allah because my Lord today has expressed his wrath, has expressed his anger in a way that he never did before, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a way that will never be again. And no, I am not the one. Go and find someone. I cannot do that.
فيذهبون إلى إبراهيم يا إبراهيم أنت خليل الرحمن اشفع لنا فيعتذر ويذهبون إلى موسى يا موسى أنت كليم الله اشفع لنا فيعتذر لست لها اذهبوا إلى غيره فيذهبون إلى سيدنا عيسى يا عيسى أنت روح الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم اشفع لنا فيقول لا أدري ما يصنع بي ولكن اذهبوا إلى غيره فيذهبون إلى سيد
Then they would go to Sayyidina Ibrahim and say, Sayyidina Ibrahim, please intercede in our behalf. And Sayyidina Ibrahim, the Prophet Ibrahim, he would say, no, I am not the one, I cannot do it, go to somebody else. And they will go from Sayyidina Ibrahim to Sayyidina Musa. Having said to Sayyidina Ibrahim, you are the friend of Allah, they will go to Sayyidina Musa and say, Musa, you are the speaker of Allah. Allah have spoken to you, go and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and intercede in our behalf. He said, no, I am not the one, I cannot. He will ask for an excuse and I cannot be, go and find somebody else. Then they will go to Sayyidina Isa. And in between Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, they will go to every prophet of Allah, of course, as you all know. And then they will come to Sayyidina Isa and they say, Ya Isa, you are the soul of Allah. You are the spirit of Allah and his words that he gave to Maryam. So go and speak to Allah. And Sayyidina Isa, he will show great fear as well. And he said, I apologize and excuses himself and said, I am not the one. Go and find somebody else and go to Sayyidina. And they will look around and they will see no one except Sayyidina محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
فيذهبون إليه وقد اشتد بهم التعب وتعاظم عليهم النصب وتوالى عليهم الخوف ويجتمعون عند حضرته كبارهم وصغارهم يا رسول الله
اللهم صل عليه
حتى الذين كانوا في الدنيا لا يحبون قولته يا رسول الله سيقولونها في ذلك اليوم يا رسول الله ذهبنا إلى آدم فاعتذر وإبراهيم فاعتذر وموسى فاعتذر وعيسى فاعتذر وكلهم لم يستطع والآن اشفع لنا عند الله للفصل بيننا فيلتفت إليهم بوجهه الوضائل وموحياه المشرد يلتفت إليهم هاشا باشا مطمئنا واثقا بمنزلته عند ربه فيقول أنا لها صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
Then they will run to Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم And they will come to the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام They will turn to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, O Prophet of Allah, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Please, Ya Rasulullah. Each and everyone will say, Ya Rasulullah. Those who like to say this word, Ya Rasulullah. And those who do not like to say, Ya Rasulullah. Because when we say, Ya Rasulullah, they say, Ya Rasulullah. And even those who do not like to say, Ya Rasulullah, they will say, Ya Rasulullah. Having suffered as they suffered. Having endured have what they endured. Have the fear have taken its toll on them. They are so terrified. They are so tired. They cannot put up with it. So they will run, Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, intercede in our behalf with Allah. Ya Rasulullah, speak on our behalf with Allah. Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from this suffering that we have been in. Then he would look on them, the one with the beautiful countenance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will turn to them with his luminous face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will turn with them with his beautiful smile, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will turn to them with the security and the assurance of Habibullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he is certain of his place with Allah, and as he is certain with his jah with Allah, as he is certain with his status with Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and he will say, I am the one. I am the one. I am the one. You've come to the right door, and you've come to the right speaker, and you've come to the right intercessor, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فَيَسْجُدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَجْدَتَهُ الْعُظْمَى تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ وَلِلَّهِ مَا سَيُوَاجِهُ قَلْبَهُ الشَّرِيفِ مِنْ حَضْرَةِ رَبِّهِ اللَّطِيفِ فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَقَامِ الرَّهِيبِ الْمُخِيفِ ثم ياتي النداء من حضرة الملك الأعلى يا محمد حبيبي يا محمد ارفع رأسك فهو المرفوع الرأس في يوم تتطأطأ فيه الرؤوس ارفع رأسك وسل تعطى واشفع تشفع فيرفع صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رأسه يقول فأحمد الله عز وجل بمحامد لا أعلمها الآن يلهمنيها في ذلك اليوم فذلك اليوم وهو يوم الخوف والشدة هو عند سيدنا محمد يوم فتح وإلهام من قبل الحق جل جلاله فيحمد ربه بما يفاتحه به وهناك آذان في ذلك الموقف سيكرمها الله تعالى بسماع تلكم المحامد وبرؤية وجه المحمود الحامد
صلى الله عليه وآله
جعلنا الله وإياكم منهم
آمين
جعلنا الله وإياكم منهم
آمين
جعلنا الله وإياكم منهم يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين
آمين
لا خلفت أحدا منا في تلك الساعة عن مرافقة صاحب الشفاعة والنظر إلى جمال إشراق وجهه ومحياه وشعاعه بجودك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين
آمين اللهم صل عليه وعلى آله. And then they will turn to this beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and as mankind and as humanity and as the whole of the created beings, everyone turned to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kafir and the Muslims, the believers and unbelievers, those kuffar, they will be running to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the rahmah that Sayyidina Muhammad will come to those kuffar on that day. They will come to him and he will go straight to Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the Abdullah. He will go straight into prostration to Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as he will go to the prostration and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees his beloved coming to him in the position that he loved most when he was in dunya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he comes to him, then Allah will say, oh my beloved, oh my Habib, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, raise your head. Oh Muhammad, address and we will hear. O Muhammad, ask and request and we will grant you what you request. O Muhammad, intercede and intercession is given to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Muhammad, ask and we will give you. Then alayhi salatu was salam, he said that when he get then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire him in ways and ways and ways where he will be able to praise Allah and to say Alhamdulillah and to glorify Allah and to venerate Allah. In a way, he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, even now I don't know.
I don't know how, what would I be saying, but I will be inspired those on the spot. So that day, on the day when all the heads of all mankind and of all the Anbiya and everybody is terrified, and when the heads of everybody is lowered down, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the day of a new opening between him and Allah. He will be inspired new things that he's never been given, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A new intimacy while everybody is suffering and in distance and in suffering, the Prophet is in intimacy with Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is inspired him and he is respondent to Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will turn, alayhi salatu wa sallam, with this beautiful face. And on that day, this intimate praising and this intimate dialogue between the beloved and his creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some of his nation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of his followers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of his lovers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be able to hear what goes between the beloved and his beloved, will be able to listen to what goes between Habibullah and Rabbul Izzah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be going to hear what goes between Sayyidina Muhammad and Allah. And these faces, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among you, among those faces, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and to link us, and may Allah not to leave anyone of those who are in this gathering behind from that day, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and that he links us with the beloved on that day, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and take us in this, into the, to see this beautiful countenance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day.
يسجد مرة أخرى ارفع رأسك سلتعطى اشفعت شفاع ماذا تريد فأنت المعطى ما تريد فيقول يا ربي لا أسألك فاطمة ابنتي ولا العباس عمي ولا صفية عمتي ولكن أمتي.
And on that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad, speak, you've been granted intercession. O Muhammad, request and we will respond to your request. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, ask and we will grant you what you're asking for. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Allah, I shall not ask you about Fatima, my daughter, nor would I ask you about Al-Abbas, my son, nor would I, my uncle, nor would I ask you about Safiya, my aunt, but Ya Allah, I'll ask you my ummah, ummati, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ثم يبدأ الأمر ويأتي النداء الذي استفتحت الكلمة بخبره ينادي المنادي في من ينادي سيدنا عيسى الكريم روح الله يسمعون أهل المحشر النداء من بطن العرش ليضم عيسى ابن مريم للعرض على الله فيقوم روح الله وجلال الله وهيبة الله تغشى
الله
وهو ترتعد فرائسه من عظمة الله فيأتيه نداء الجلال من ذي الجلال يا عيسى ابن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله فتلتصق ركبتاه ويجثو على الأرض من شدة خوفه من الله جل جلاله وتعالت عظمته ويلهمه الله الجواب وحسن الخطاب وينتقل إلى الجنة ونعم المآب.
لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى the address by which we started our world when we said that in each and every one of us will be addressed and he will hear the call without a translator and without an intermediate. Let everybody stand before Allah. Then the call would come on that day to Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam. Allah would call him and he would say, and the call would come, let Isa, son of Mary, stand to be questioned by Allah. And Sayyidina Isa would stand in shaking and trembling out of fear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be so terrified and shaken and trembling. And he will hear from Allah, saying to him, O Isa, O my ruh that I gave to Maryam, and my word that I gave to Maryam, did you say to your people, take me and my mother as gods from and associate me with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he would say, La, never, Ya Allah, did I ever say that. And he would never, and when he hears this, his knees will will hit one another, Allah. And he will fall out of fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not be able to stand up, and he will fall out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after he is questioned, then he will go into paradise.
هذا حال محبوب عظم مجرد عنده. فما حالك إذا جاءني النداء وجاءك ليكون فلان ابن فلانة للعرض على الله.
This is the condition of Sayyidina Isa. He dropped and he was not able to sustain the questioning and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a prophet of Allah. He is loved, but he is a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But think about it. How is it going to be? What is my condition and your condition? How am I and you are going to sustain standing and being called, let so and so, son of so and so, stand to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إذا خاطبك الله في تلك الساعة وانصت وأحضر قلبك لعل الساعة تنفعك في تلك الساعة.
And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses you in that hour, and we please want you to listen and be careful listening this hour, maybe this hour would be of great benefit in that hour, inshaAllah.
استشعر حالك وأنت الآن تقف بين يدي الله.
Imagine that you're now standing before the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
والجبار يخاطبك.
And the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you.
يقول لك يا عبدي أتذكر يوم كذا ساعة كذا يوم أن استترت من أعين الناس ولم تستحي من نظري إليك فبارزتني في مخالفتي وبمعصيتي يا عبدي ما الذي جرأك علي يا عبدي لما جعلتني أهون الناظرين إليك.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call, Ya Abdi, O my slave, O my servant, O my Abd. And that is an address from Allah to every and each one of us. He said, do you remember so on so and so day and on so and so hour? Do you remember? When you hid from all other people, when you went and hid from people, and you committed so and so sin. Do you remember that day? My slave, what made you so daring that you hide from mankind and you made me the one that you fear least? Don't you know that I'm looking to you? You hid from their eyes and yet you made me the one that you fear least?
Ya Abdi, كيف استخدمت نعمتي في معصيتي.
My slave, how did it happen? How come that you used my bounties and my blessings and my ni'am that I gave you to disobey me?
عبدي سترتك.
My slave, I have covered you all up.
وأمهلتك.
And I have given you a respite.
فلم تزدد إلا عصيانا مبتعدا.
And despite that, you continued increasing in your disobeying me and distancing yourself from me.
ماذا سيكون جوابي لرب العزة؟
What answer can we have from the Lord of All Might and Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala?
هل سأكذب أم سأصدق؟
Are we going to lie or are we going to say the truth?